As you know, there is a saying, empires come and go, and so trends come and go too. But when a trend is very popular or in vogue, people's enthusiasm skyrockets. Enthusiasm sometimes is short-lived. It wanes down quick and slides into forgetfulness or oblivion. In today's reading, Jesus teaches genuine discipleship to some Jews who are following him. And he said, "If you abide in my word, you are indeed my disciples." And then Jesus speaks these words, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It is a small thing for anyone to come to him, to decide to follow Christ, but it is much greater thing to continue and remain in him, says Saint Chrysostom. We have looked at it several months ago, and let us be reminded that the word abide means to continue, to dwell, to endure, to have a something like permanency. In other words, it starts with the words of Christ finding a permanent dwelling in us. That's what Jesus was saying. It is when it becomes a part of our life. That means what God is saying to us becomes a part of our lives. Then the individual, Jesus said, becomes his true disciple. To be a disciple is not merely in appearance or by name, or to be a nominal Christian after being carried away by some impulse of the moment. A plant has a better chance of surviving if it's planted in one place, takes root, and then grows and bears fruit. Jesus, speaking about genuine discipleship, produces deep faith. It's not just a matter of becoming a disciple. Jesus, again, is teaching the Jews who are now following him what true discipleship is all about. Why? Because it produces deep faith, profound faith. True disciples faithfully receive Jesus' words. They embrace his words and allow those words to transform their lives. Jesus continues and he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," or "will make you free." They said to him, "We have never been slaves." Jesus said, "A person who sins is a slave to sin." Let us look at an Old Testament story. The Exodus story is a story about freedom. A Jewish commentator said, "It is better to be free and illiterate, just as it is better to eat a poor man's food and be free, than to eat a rich man's food as a slave." The concept of freedom carries with it the possibility of improvement of one's circumstances. To the illiterate who is free because of his freedom, he can learn how to read. To a poor man who is free, can work, retain their laborers' fruits, and improve their lot in life, even perhaps becoming wealthy. So that's what freedom does to people. Freedom is a fascinating subject. It is a desire of humans. It's a hot potato nowadays. It is something that everyone is talking about. Freedom, 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 freedom. It is the battle cry of revolutions. Freedom. But freedom is not free. Someone always pays the price for it. And if we look at Christian freedom in what Jesus is talking about, it presupposes that divine freedom transcends its human counterpart. Freedom was not the only purpose of the story of Exodus. It was not simply to free a people from slavery. It was God wanting a people for himself. Freedom in the context of the gospel consists of knowing the truth. In other words, it is for those who receive Jesus' revelatory word and know the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. From the words of John Paul II, he said, "Christ the Savior came into the world to free mankind at the price of his paschal sacrifice or the cross. For what reason? To be freed from slavery to sin." The Christian concept of freedom is the liberation of humanity from evil, which we find in what we call salvation. But the other side it is to attain what Christ died for, to become fully restored, mature person in Christ. That's what freedom is all about. And when God gave Adam and Eve the freedom, that means they also had the freedom to reject God. We don't understand totally and completely what freedom is. But one thing we know today is that only in Christ can we find true freedom. Because divine freedom, the freedom that Jesus is talking about, transcends all human freedom and our understanding of freedom. To be free means to be in Christ. To be free means to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Christ. Ironic, isn't it? But that means we have to yet understand what true freedom is in Christ. But freedom is not a human invention or concocted by a human mind. Freedom is from God. He wants his people free. For what reason? He wants a people for himself.